Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beirut, Lebanon. Lebanon has recognized the state of Palestine. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Lebanese government has put the process to form full diplomatic relations with what it is calling the State of Palestine and is elevating the office of the PLO in Beirut to the status of an embassy. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, known as the PLO, is regarded by the Arab League as the sole representative of the Palestinian people, and the PLO is currently headed by Mahmoud Abbas, who is also the president of the Palestinian Authority that is located in Israel. Lebanon believes that the show of support for Abbas, who is facing tough times due to a split in the Palestinian people and a running battle between Fatah and Hamas, that this support will help Abbas. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An Arab nation, Lebanon, recognizing the state of Palestine, is in lockstep with Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Even though there has never been a state of Palestine, for the last 70 years, the Middle East leaders have been calling for the Jewish people to give the state of Palestine back to the Palestinian people. Someone said, if you tell a lie long enough, it seems to become what people consider the truth. And now Lebanon is helping to continue that lie. Every Middle East peace process that has been tried has also called for the two-state solution, Israel and Palestine. A study of history will not reveal a state of Palestine. However, it will reveal the Ottoman Empire controlling the place today called Israel, and that lasted from 1515 to 1917. Then the British took control of the area until the United Nations granted the Jewish people a state called Israel. The ancient Jewish prophets Malachi, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Obadiah all revealed that in the last days, the Edomites, descendants of Esau, and the Palestinian people of today, that these people would rise up and build a nation, even with specific borders. These prophecies are found in Ezekiel 35, Jeremiah 49, Malachi chapter 1, and the little prophetic book of Obadiah. Lebanon's recognition of the state of Palestine is indeed a step closer to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...